I am doing a podcast. I am doing a podcast. Only got, what do we have left? 6, 7, 3 left this season, including this one. Let's hear a theme song.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Pilot ends. Hello, citizen. Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW Westworld Review. I am Phoenix West. This is episode 28, 306 of Westworld Decoherence. However you want to pronounce it. I can't believe I said the opening of the show flawlessly, if I could pat myself on the back there. Finally did it. It's because I had time to think about it. Let's start up the show, though. That was the actual episode playing. But I had to go through this episode very slowly because my notes were getting pretty sloppy here. I was pretty late at night when I was doing this episode. I was like, what the fuck did I just write? Whatever. Sarek threatens Maeve after she asks him for help to get a body and get the fuck out of there. Basically, if you don't do what I ask, which is get the key from Dolores' brain, I'ma fuck you up, put you and your daughter in a shithole way worse than where she's at. And then Maeve fights some Nazis because for some reason she's still there in that prison. I don't know why Sarah can't get her out of there. Why they have to play this game to go get Hector's body, to go get other people's body. I don't know why they're doing this, but it's happening. So we have to just sit there and wait. But let's get to the real plot of this episode, which is William is in therapy because he's in an insane asylum. This is a William episode, so it gets an 8. Spoiler alert for my rating there. I forgot William had his fingers blown off because he takes off his glove and he's got a little nubby hand. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. He's got some missing digits there. He's in group counseling there, and then he goes in an individual, and then he's talking to the doctor, and she's like, you need to confront your past. And he's like, I know what I did. And I watched this scene all the way through. Usually I skim through before I do the show just to catch up and remember what my notes mean. But no, I sat there and I watched this entire scene twice. Just because I don't know, I was just in love with Ed Harris in that scene, or in, just in general. But in that scene, I was like, rewound, and I'm like, I thought she got a cell phone thing from Insight here. And I was like, oh, it's later. I'm still just going to finish this speech. He's like, I don't need to confront the past. I know what I did. I know I killed her. It was an accident. I was confused. I'll turn around. He does the whole speech. And then I was like, God damn, he's good. I forgot I was just skimming through this. The doctor, that is, receives her Insight profile, and it's like, I'm taking the kids. Don't try to contact us. And down below it says, like, numerous affairs with patients. Like, I forget what it says. Suicide by blah, blah, blah. And then it's true because William later's walking by her office, and he sees, like, in slow motion her coming up on her desk and hanging herself. So I guess Insight was correct, if I remember what her note said. They go and they take William's blood, and it corrupts the machine, which was confusing to me. Why would it because there's no explanation afterward, unless it was one of the other characters corrupting the machine, but why would his blood alone corrupt the machine? Didn't quite know what I was watching there, and they didn't really explain it. And if they did, I didn't understand it. So maybe I'll just say, I didn't know what I was watching because I'm dumb and didn't understand it. I'll just say that. I'm fine with it. There's a lot going on in this show. Even though I'm watching closely and taking notes, you're still going to miss shit. But I didn't know why it corrupted the machine. But anyway, there's chaos happening everywhere because of the Insight profiles. He's hooked up to a machine because they put that little retainer in his mouth where it makes you part soldier, like Caleb, where it feeds stuff into your brain. And then they feed him memories, and he sees memories of his childhood. And then he bites the guy's finger off, and he's covered in blood and laughing. Sarek kills a board member in daylight. He has, like, one of his guys do it in front of Hale. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. It's daylight. I have chaos everywhere. What do I care? And then later on, he arrives at the Hale's facility and takes over the board. But anyway, Maeve is talking with Lee at a restaurant. And then she's removed from the machine. And then they show, this is just skimming through, because honestly, this part of the episode didn't matter because there's no William. One of the someones finds Hector's body inside that cold storage with all the broken robots. Where they're all sitting there with their dongs out. So they find her, like, we found one, and it cuts. William wakes up by, I don't know what the fuck this means, woke up by guy that played soldier. meets various, and he meets the various versions of himself, which is like Man in Black, you know, the black hat, black suit. I don't remember how many different versions there were, honestly. There's like Young William, which is Jimmy Simpson, which is great to see him back. And then for some reason, Delos is there just to kind of host the insanity meeting. I found a big table over here. They're all sitting there. Oh, yeah, it's Tiny Child version of him. There's the Insane Asylum one. There's the dressed up version of him. There's the Man in Black one. And then there's Jimmy Simpson one. And then Delos is sitting there out of place. But he's just there to kind of host the meeting. Meeting of the mind, I guess you'll call it. You will. I know you. They're sitting there. They're arguing pretty much the whole rest of their scenes together. Maeve talks to Dolores in a room. I don't know what was happening, why she was there, if she's actually talking to her, if this is a memory. Again, this is where it gets confusing, because when you see them and you see a character in a room 1,000 times over various decades and in various realities, it gets a little confusing of who the fuck is really there, when this is. She's talking to her. Hale realizes what they're up to. And then Sarek in reality is, she's basically, he's like going, you stopped to save your son, which is ironic because you in reality sucked. You hated your kid. You didn't give a shit about your kid. You didn't even pay attention to him. But you as a robot, you actually care about your son. And I find that interesting. And then she's like, she pulls out a gas thing and gasses them all and runs out. And then she gets in a shootout with all the men. She gets caught, but then she activates a robot with her phone because the guard is the worst fucking guard in history. Just lets her dial in a bunch of buttons on a phone, and then dee, dee, dee. And he's like, oh, fuck, a robot. I guess you've seen that coming with the lady who controls the robots. Oh, fuck, I'm a terrible guard. I'm all over the place because this episode is all over the place, by the way. It's like little quick scenes all over the place, and then this long sequence with William, which is mostly what I want to focus on. That's why I'm kind of just ignoring the rest and skimming through it real quick. I wrote, apparently all William had to do was kill the younger versions of himself. Because he's having all, like, these arguments like about kind of what the maze is about. Which, do you actually control who you are, or are you just that way? Which, and the whole thing is, you know, in the beginning, the Westworld has outlier robots. And they get put in that cold storage unit. And in this reality, there's outliers, and they get killed or shipped away or hidden, because Sarek is doing that. In season 4, the outliers really becomes a problem, you know, a big plot point. And they're just kind of mirroring each other, which is now it's the humans instead of the robots. Now the human ones that aren't taking it are the outliers. They're just mirroring that. Excuse me. This is my fifth one in quick succession. But they're also mirroring, like, are you in control of your choices ever? And that's kind of the plot, the theme of the show, if you will, which is, that's what the maze is in the first episode, getting to your own consciousness. And do you have free will in the end, or are you just that way? That's what's going to happen every time. There's no real straying away from that. And I say, in my life, who fucking cares? If you don't know, and it doesn't really matter, but with insight being, this is what this says, and you're going to do this, that's where it starts to bother me, which is, now I know, and it doesn't matter. So I didn't know, and it didn't matter. Now I know, and it doesn't matter, because it's not my choice. So now there's no winning, really. But I just say, fuck it all. Let it end, let it don't end. I don't care. It's let the chips fall where they may. It's kind of my mentality toward this, because you try to control it too much, you fuck it up. You try to not control anything, you fuck it up. There's a fine line where you got to control what you can control, let the rest, let it go. And William is going through that debate, which is, he sees his flashbacks as a kid, and he's in the room, and his dad's yelling at him, like, you fucked up this kid at school. And he's like, you said you're an alcoholic, and mom's a slut. So she chugged so many dongs in the school parking lot behind the Wendy's, and I didn't like it, so I stood up for myself. And he's like, You broke six of his arms or something ridiculous. And he's like, I wish I broke all of his arms. He says teeth. I'm just, I don't know why that made me laugh. Stupid. He's like, no, I wish I knocked in all of his teeth. And he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And William's like, stop that stupid scene. Stop it. And they're like, you were clearly always this way. He goes, you thought you created the darkness here in Westworld, and that's what you got in touch with, but maybe you were just pretending. And that's really just pretending. You know, was that so deep-seated you're not actually in control? And it just was eventually going to come out, and you're blaming that. You're taking that up with Chance, or I'm sorry, you're thinking that's choice, but really it was always going to happen that way. And that's, and he's, and his retaliation and his response to that comment, to that question, is to beat all of the other Williams to death. Because even the kid William is dead, and he's beating the shit out of Jimmy Simpson, just relentlessly punching him in the goddamn face. And then Bernard and Stubbs come in. They're like, hey, I think they just left you back here. Don't know how long you've been alone in this room yelling at nobody. Let's take you out of here. I don't know why they're doing this. I do not know why they're going after William. I think they just happened to be there. The odds of that are insanity. I don't know why this was happening, why they cared. Because William likes Arnold, or Bernard in this case, because he knew Arnold. That's why he's interested. Bernard doesn't give a fuck about William. He doesn't give a shit. And Stubbs doesn't give a shit either. He just saw him as some rich prick that came in and would just fuck everything up for him. And he was like, yeah, give that guy whatever he wants. He says that in season one. That guest gets whatever he wants. And he's just like, ignore him. So why are they here saving him at all? I don't know, and I don't really care, because it doesn't matter. But I still was like, Quince, okay, I guess we're going with that. They then create a Maeve robot, because she was taken out of the machine talking to Lee, and she gets put in a robot. So she's real now. She's a real girl. Hale goes back home during the chaos, because everyone's still freaking out because their site profiles were made public, and everyone knows their Grindr and Tinder stuff. So she decides to get him out of there and get to safety. And I was like, yeah, she's so into her family, and she's going to go there, and she's going to bring him there, and they're just going to live. No, they all die. Car blows up, and Hale crawls out of the burning wreckage with, like, exposed skin. And I was like, oh, this killed the child. Nathan's dead. And her brother lover is dead from the last episode or two ago, however many that was. Okay. Thanks for killing a child show. Man, that was fun. No, I did give this one an 8, because I know I skimmed over a lot and I made fun of it, but the William stuff was so goddamn interesting to me. I can see someone getting bored or annoyed by the weirdness of it, but it was weird in a Westworld way, unlike genre, which is weird in a totally different show way. It did not seem like a Westworld show, but this one was totally Westworld. It was dealing with all the themes. That's why I talked so long about that. It was just, I don't know, it was flawless with that part. It was just, it had so many scenes in between the Williams stuff that you could tell they're just like, all right, show that, because we got to get him there. We got to get these two characters here. Oh, Bernard and him save him. Yeah. It just felt like that stuff was rushed, which is why I don't go to a 9 or a 10. That's why I'm putting it at 8. But if I'm just judging the Williams stuff, I'm going with a solid 10. The rest of it kind of takes it down in a couple notches there. The next episode is Past Pawn, and then we're on Crisis Theory, the last episode of Season 3. We're almost at the end. We are at the tail end of this season, and I am at the shortest time that I've done since I restarted this today. 13 going on 14 minutes. So until next time, and in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.